And good morning. Welcome in to the front porch here on this Thursday. And, of course, Ken Cummins, the legend across the way, and Brian Marshall, side bottom the first. And, of course, on the phone line, we have John Somerville.
We have a mysterious guest, yeah. But I'm so glad that you know who you are.
I'm glad.
Well, good morning from all the way from Cary, North Carolina. It's John Somerville. How art thou, John?
I like that introduction. You need to put some echo with it, too, next time.
Okay. Bill, I'll try to give you some sound effects or drum roll or something of that nature. What do you think?
Yeah. I think it's a good idea, don't you, John?
I always enjoy being with you guys. Thanks so much for having me again. Yeah, we just love the partnership between Missionary Radio and TWR. It's just a fantastic hand and glove kind of fit because y'all are ministering to Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria, and by golly, TWR gets the rest of the world with our 200 languages and hitting 190 countries, and we couldn't do it without you. That's the key right there.
Well, it's a partnership. It's an Acts 1:8 ministry for sure, and I praise the Lord for that. And John, it's good to hear from you. We got an event coming up here just in a few days that I want to get right to, and it's called Cuba Needs Jesus. Now, I want to set a backdrop like this. For some time, a number of years, we've been involved in a partnership with TWR, a near decade, I think. And I do know that it all started as a result of a little island called Bonaire. So you may set it up from there, and then we'll talk about reality, what we're going to be doing here in the first couple of days of next week.
Well, when you're talking about a little island down in the Caribbean, Bonaire is definitely one of those little islands, but it's well known, especially among divers, because it's a diver's paradise with over 3,000 different type of fish around it, and so many divers come from all over the world to go there. It's also known as the Island of the Flamingos because of so many flamingos that are on the island, but really what has been since 1964, it's been the home of Transworld Radio in the Caribbean, and we broadcast on a 450,000-watt transmitter. Now, to give you some idea of a 450,000-watt transmitter, if we were to put that same transmitter there in Hopkinsville, we'd be able to broadcast to Havana, Cuba. That's how powerful this crazy transmitter is. And to compare it to any radio station here in the United States, the largest AM radio station in the U.S. is 50,000 watts, and TWR's got a 450,000-watt, which means it's the largest radio station in the United States, in Canada, all of North America, all of South America, and in fact, the entire Western Hemisphere. God's put it in our hands to use for just a time as this to get into the island of Cuba. When you couldn't be broadcasting into Cuba from the United States because they block the radio signals coming from the U.S., we can go in from Bonaire because they don't see it as a U.S. signal. They see it as a signal coming from Bonaire. And so they've never had any kind of, they've never blocked the signal. And so we have that ability to be able to go in each and every night into Cuba via Transworld Radio's radio signal into Cuba.
That's fantastic, and I want to draw a further analogy for our friends that are traveling I-24, and of course, those of us who still are great Grand Ole Opry fans, WSM at 6:50 a.m. is 50,000 watts, and that's like 9 WSMs, John. Now, you think about that.
Think about this. Here in the Raleigh, North Carolina area, I can turn on my radio and listen to WSM at night.
Correct.
And that's a 50,000-watt signal. And here I am, a complete state away. But not only can I listen to WSM, I can listen to stations out of Chicago, Boston, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia,
Clear Channel,
Minneapolis, St. Louis. These are all 50,000-watt stations. And this radio station down on Bonaire is 450,000 watts. God has given us a blowtorch.
Yes, He is.
Put this tool in our hands, and we have the privilege of serving Him, getting God's word into Cuba through this powerful medium.
Well, recently I had the privilege of being on mission with Crofton Baptist Church here in Christian County, and with Pastor Jim Gifford and some fine folks there, and we joined up with a group too from Bowling Green, but our group concentrated with through Crofton Baptist, and went into Santiago de Cuba, as well as El Cobre. El Cobre means the copper, and then Santiago de Cuba. My first trip into Cuba, fantastic trip, and we've reported on that. But some of the underlying things that we're going to talk about the rest of the way here about Cuba needing Jesus, the whole world needs Jesus. That's what we say here all the time. But let's hone in on Cuba. John, paint the picture, and I will share some of my experiences, but paint the picture of what Cuba is like right now.
Well, Cuba is going through one of its greatest economic crises that it's ever gone through. I mean, back in the 90s when the Russian government collapsed, they went through a very hard time economically. This economic period that they're going through now makes the 90s look pale. And what's happening is there are no medicines on the shelves. If you want to get a doctor, like you need surgery, you need to have the medicines and even the tools for the surgery imported from somewhere else. Like if you have family in the United States, they need to send that to you. There's hardly any food on the shelves. People mostly are eating just two meals a day, and those two meals a day are pretty scant. Electricity is crazy. It can be off anywhere between 4 and 14 hours every day. And can you imagine trying to do any work? Can you imagine trying to keep food in a refrigerator if you had any food? And it's really a very challenging lifestyle right now. And there are over 700,000 people across the island because of all these problems who don't have water.
That's correct.
And I don't know about you, but here in North Carolina, we've lived through hurricanes time and again, and you can live without electricity for a while, but it's hard to live without water, and challenging, very challenging. And so Cuba is going through some economic crises, but one of the cool things, and you probably saw this firsthand, is that when people are in a situation, whether it's war or an economic crisis like this, they start asking questions. And they start saying, you know what, the government doesn't have all the answers. Who has the answers? And they're turning back to the church. And right now, we're finding that the church doors are being crammed. They are opened up, and people are coming in. People are wanting to know about Jesus once again. And because of that, we feel like this is a great time for Transworld Radio to be increasing our messages into Cuba. And we want to get God's word into Cuba like we've never done before. And, you know, people right now are hungry for God's word, and now's the time to give it to them.
Well, let me just say that, by the way, you're listening to The Front Porch here on Missionary Radio. I'm Ken Cummins, along with Brian Marshall Sidebottom the First, and John Somerville, who's Director of Radio Partnerships with TWR via telephone. And I can say by visual, by being there, that everything you said is absolutely true. We experienced the electricity off up to 15 plus hours a day. Now, we were really excited when it stayed on for overnight one night. That was exciting. But it was very hot. But I will say this. The hunger for the gospel is what I want to hone in on. On the east side of the island, where we went to El Cobre, Santiago de Cuba, let me just tell you that there is a movement of the Holy Spirit in church planting and people coming to Jesus. And I've traveled a lot. Like, I have an experience in my life. And what I want to tell you that at the Baptist Theological Seminary there in El Cobre, we're just outside of it, really Santiago de Cuba, John, they had a recent crusade there, and thousands came to that place. We're talking about 10,000 plus. And thousands came to know Jesus Christ at the Baptist Seminary. And while we were there, just on our little group, going door to door through the cell groups, through the church there, it's called the Valley of Blessing Baptist Church, the pastor there, Pastor Oliver, doing a tremendous job. But we saw 72 people come to know Jesus Christ. And I had the opportunity, and we'll share some of those audio clips during the next couple of days coming up, Tuesday and Wednesday, for our Cuban Needs Jesus campaign with John Somerville and TWR. You'll hear some of those stories, John. But the hunger for the gospel is real, and now is the time for us to strike. Would you not agree?
I completely agree with you. We are seeing a movement of God that we have not seen probably in our lifetimes. And this is a great time, I mean an excellent time, for us to be getting more resources like great Christian programming every single day into Cuba. Because where are they going to turn to find out things? They're looking right now for Jesus. And for many people who would never darken the door of a church, many of them turn on a radio and they hear the gospel. And that's what's so cool. So we're finding people who are coming to Christ. We're discipling people who already know Jesus. And many people are actually going out and starting planting churches because of this. And so now is the time. Now is the time that we can make it happen. God has given us this resource. We don't want to piddle it away.
Oh, you're absolutely correct. Let me just give you, for instance, some of the churches where I went, I mentioned Radio Transmundial, Transworld Radio. And frankly, some folks were rediscovering that an AM signal still reaching in to Cuba. Now, that is what I found out is that they're also, many of them, and how they have cell phones with the economy, I don't know. But they do. And so I was able to tell them about TWR 360 and also how to listen to Shine 800 AM through the internet. So that's a very positive thing. But what I found out is that they're wanting for something, the hunger is for something real. Young people are coming to Jesus. Older people are. Just all ages are coming. I'll give you one for example. I was out visiting with a lady missionary and another guy, and we went, that she'd already lined up these visits. I went into a man's home. I can't tell you. I can tell you that he's older than me. I know you don't think that anybody's older than me, John, but they actually. But anyway, I began to talk to him, and I have the joy of speaking their language, Spanish, and I started speaking to him. But I won't tell you, it's like picking a ripe apple off the bottom limb, because as I started to speak to him, tears started flowing from his eyes. And I shared the gospel, and I asked a simple question, or anything that you can think of right now that would prohibit you from receiving Jesus. He said, not in the world. And he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ right there in his home. Sunday morning, I had the privilege of bringing the message. There's over 600 some odd people there at that service. They're hanging out everywhere. And anyway, the point being, at the time of invitation, I saw him sitting there close by. I guess he was getting under the glory spout, because he was up on the front row. And it just as soon as the invitation started their way, they do it a little differently than we, John, he came up, I believe it was with the lady missionary that I'd gone out with. In fact, I know it was. She's a very dedicated school teacher too. But anyway, came forward. And he received the Lord Jesus. Well, he'd already been saved, but he made it public right there. And now he's getting and going through the process that they go through to get ready for baptism. So, John, it's just tremendous. Now, back to the radio. We have a campaign coming up on Monday and Tuesday, the 14th and 15th. You're going to be making your way to God's country, to the state of Kentucky.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah. And so as you come up a little bit, just a little bit north, but you'll still
be a little closer to heaven.
You're just a little bit closer as you come into western Kentucky, and namely Hopkinsville. John, what can we expect over those 2 days? What are we going to try to do?
Well, one of the things we want to do is we want to just invite our listeners say, you know what? Let's be a part of what God is doing right now in Cuba, because Cuba needs Jesus, and there's an opportunity like never before to be able to get God's word to God's people in Cuba. And you know God has his people in Cuba. God is already calling. He is bringing people to himself. Now we can resource these people with great Christian radio, with great Christian teaching, solid Bible teaching that's there day in and day out. That's what I love about this ministry, about TWR, because, you know, how difficult is it to send missionaries into Cuba? You know, it's not just, you know, jump on a plane and go, but TWR's there every single day. That's the beautiful part about a ministry like TWR, is that, you know, can you as a missionary, you were in there. You were probably there 1 week, maybe 2 weeks. But now you're gone.
That's correct.
You know, and radio's there. Radio's there every day, every day, every day. And that's one of the beautiful things about it. And that's why a gift of TWR goes on and on and on. You're reaching people for Christ.
Well, speaking of that, John, when we're going to be on the air, you will with our local missionaries, and talking about the Cuba needs Jesus. And how to give. And I'd like to challenge, number one, take it to your churches. Here it is Thursday. You have time to get it out on your network of communication at your local church and talk about this campaign to a TWR and missionary radio that Cuba needs Jesus, and encourage generous missions offerings. Now, how? Well, I can tell you this. We already have it set up at missionary.radio. If you go there, in big banner says Cuba needs Jesus. You click on that, it'll take you out to the appropriate place to give. So, John, explain the process of giving and what's going to happen, how that works, and is there just a certain amount that people can give, or what? You share that with our listening family.
We know when you give a gift, and we suggest $100. $100 will allow us to be able to broadcast the gospel into Cuba. Giving us the opportunity. It costs a lot of money when you consider electricity costs and the kind of things that go on to any radio station. And that's why we want to encourage you to support not just Transworld Radio, but also your favorite radio station that you're listening to right now. And you know, when you think about it, your gift, it means so much. Sometimes we think, oh, but you know, it's just a small little thing. No, whether it's $25 or $50 or $100 or $1,000 or $10,000 or whatever it is, God's going to use that gift in such a way to make sure that somebody is going to hear about Jesus today. And that's what I love about this, is your gift, no matter whatever size it is going to make sure that somebody's going to be hearing about Jesus. That's why I love this project. That's why I get excited about, you know, working with great ministries like Missionary Radio, because Missionary Radio has some of the best listeners in the world.
Absolutely.
I mean, obviously, when you are closer to God,
in no doubt.
Right about that,
no, you got it. Amen. Amen. You got it. The amen corner going now.
Amen.
Well, you're right, John. You're going to be here with us starting Tuesday morning, bright and early. And what's that? I don't know. Brian's whispering.
Monday morning.
What did I say?
You said Tuesday morning.
Well, Brian,
they are going to be here Tuesday morning, but we'll start Monday.
Did I lie about Tuesday?
No, you didn't lie about Tuesday, but it starts Monday.
Brian, I'm getting smoke signals over here.
No.
This is live radio. But anyway, yeah, Monday morning, bright and early.
Well, that's not one of those Cuban cigars either.
Oh, no. I got a story to tell you about a pastor and Cuban cigars, but I wouldn't tell it on him. But anyway, but I will tell you this, that we're going to start at 7 in the morning. John will be here with us, and he'll be on the front porch and throughout the day sharing with you and with us about Cuba needs Jesus. But to get started, go to missionary.radio. That's the easiest for you to remember. Click on Cuba needs Jesus. John, what's the phone number? I don't have that right in front of me. You did remember it, but it's been a while. That you know do you know what it is?
Absolutely. You can give us a call, and we'd love to hear from you. Our phone number's 888, that's 888-988-5656. Again, 888-988-5656.
And when you do, tell them that you're listening to Missionary Radio. That just helps out a lot for them, us to know where the gifts are coming from. So, John, look forward to seeing you, and we'll be when you'll see a banner as you come down I-24 and you get closer to us, it'll say, "Welcome to God's Country."
That's right.
John Somerville, you have anything that you'd like to add before we go to this hard break here?
Well, you know, Ken, I opened up and just saying how much we appreciate the partnership, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you. You've got some of the best listeners. We have just enjoyed this partnership immensely over the years, and we thank you for your friendship.
Thank you, John Somerville, and your friendship. Look forward to talking to you. And right now, you're listening to 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio in partnership with TWR.
The Lord says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it."
God is active in the hearts and lives of our listening family. Thank you, family, for sharing your thoughts with us. Also, thank you for praying, for listening, and giving to 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio.
Here are today's comments from Missionary Radio's Penned from the Heart.
From Dixon, Tennessee, thank you for all you guys do. We love listen when we can. And, of course, from Tennessee Ridge, may the Lord continue blessing this radio station. From Princeton, I'm thankful and blessed to be a friend of Missionary Radio. From Madisonville, thank you for your dedication and the great programs on Missionary Radio. You are such a blessing.
Thank you for sharing what the Lord is doing through the ministry of 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio in your life.
We'd love to hear from you. Please call our testimony and Penned from the Heart line at 270-962-4055.
Write to us at P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241.
And online at missionary.radio.
In desperate situations,
catastrophic,
especially in isolated areas, emergency supplies are often airdropped to those in need.
Multiple countries are sending food into the Strip through alternative methods, including airdrops.
And when there is a desperate spiritual need, such as in Cuba, Transworld Radio, or TWR, can airdrop the gospel.
Radio waves can reach everywhere. Any Cuban could listen to the gospel.
Cuba is a country that lived in a vacuum for decades, and that led to a religious culture that practices everything from voodoo to ancestor worship. Cuba needs Jesus. Cuba needs you.
We need an economical, social change in our country, but more than that, we need Jesus.
Partner today with TWR. Go to CubaNeedsJesus.org.
Join us for Cuba Needs Jesus July 14th and 15th on Missionary Radio.
To exalt King Jesus, Missionary Radio.
This is the Front Porch on Thursday morning, and across the way from me is Ken Cummins, the legend.
In my own mind.
In your own mind.
That's right. And sometimes my mind is out for recess.
Out for recess? Well.
My favorite subject, Brian Marshall Sidebottom, the first when I was in grade school.
Yeah, recess?
Yeah.
Latin lunch.
I actually enjoyed lunch. You know, those little milk cartons you'd get?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Those were wonderful.
I love the pizza, the square pizza.
Pizza? We didn't have pizza.
You didn't have pizza in your day? Well, I'm sorry. You're a little bit older
than
me. They
hadn't invented it yet.
Yeah. And reinvented, yeah, right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. Well, I don't remember what we ate, but all I remember is what's good.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I said you had little square pizzas. Yes, I remember. They'd cut them off in squares.
Yes.
Is that what they did where you went to school?
Yes. Yes, they was really.
And it didn't feel like you were eating cardboard?
No, I don't. I always enjoyed them.
I did too. Because we didn't eat pizza at home. We ate from the garden and what was canned.
Hey, that's good too.
Hey,
really good.
What can I tell you?
Mm.
We ate well.
Oh yeah.
And I can never remember going to the table that wasn't doing good.
Oh.
Now let me put this caveat in here because
okay,
if my mother served cooked cabbage, the mutiny was on in my heart.
Okay.
I don't like cooked cabbage.
Oh man.
If sauerkraut was in the mix, I'd soon go to bed hungry, which I did many nights because
really?
I would. No way.
Do you still not like sauerkraut?
Not till this day. I haven't reached starvation yet.
Well, Believe it or
happen,
not,
it could happen.
Hey, believe it or not, I have grown to like it.
What happened to you? Somebody knocking your head?
I don't know. We went to a place, and one day I thought, you know, that sounds pretty good, and I'm going to try it. And I liked it.
For you that like sauerkraut, what can I say?
Of course, my wife is listening. She said, gross.
Well, she's smart. I knew there had to be a smart one in the family somewhere.
I mean, you know, hey.
And it's not, obviously, somewhere along you missed that assignment.
She said it smells like dirty feet.
I see. Oh, listen, when I'd get off school bus, my mother's, of course, she's in heaven now. She died on October the 12th of last year. And anyway, Mom, tremendous cook, just like Tammy is.
Yeah.
But she would cook, we had a lot of beans and potatoes.
Hey, that's good.
And I enjoyed those. But occasionally, I wasn't the only one in the family, so it wasn't all about me. But when I would get close to the front door and I would smell cabbage or sauerkraut, I'd almost want to go out and spend the night with the dogs out in the building.
Bless your heart.
I lived through it.
Where you go.
Hey, listen, we're having a lot of fun here. Thank you for listening to Missionary Radio. Yes. And for Brian Marshall, Sidebottom the First, I'm Ken Cummins. This is The Front Porch. And we had John Somerville, if you just missed the first segment. And John from Radio Partnerships with TWR. John's going to be here with us on Monday and Tuesday, the 14th and 15th. Now, Brian, this is excited I finally get the date right.
Hey.
And we're going to be on the air just with our regular programming. We're not going to take it off. And we're going to share with you the opportunity to give. Now, this gives me to a point. I would ask the obvious question, because you've heard us, if you listen closely at all, you've heard us in the last month or so tell you that things are pretty urgent here.
Yes.
And has that changed? Ask me, go ahead and ask me, has that changed?
Has that changed?
No, it's gotten worse.
Gotten worse.
Yeah. And so I've been praying about what to say. I just believe when you plan something and you believe in missions, you go on with it. You don't. Mm-hmm. You go on by faith. And I've always been and still am an advocate of promoting missions worldwide. Now, I've been praying about how to say this. You don't want to say something, unless you do this, we're going to turn the transmitter off. We'll not turn the transmitter off until we're down to the last opportunity.
Yeah.
And we'll make adjustments so that we can keep the broadcast signal going. But where we are right now, over the last couple of months, namely, May and June and even into this month, it's been anywhere from $25,000 to $35,000. Even though it was pledged, it just hasn't come in.
Sure.
And so after a while, you keep spending that and you don't get to come in. Well, and then, but so I didn't want to get to real open about it and discuss budgets on the radio, because sometimes people grab a hold of that and you get the wrong information out there. Oh, they're about to shut down over there at Missionary Radio. Well, not yet. But we've seen through the years that our people have usually responded. Now, please understand, some have.
Sure. Sure.
Somehow, and have been extremely generous.
Mm-hmm.
And we receive gifts from our, and it's been our regular donors, by the way, and our partners, and they'll add whatever amount. I don't want to go over amounts. I don't do that. And we've had, let me just put it this way, Brian, we've had anywhere from $3,000 to $10,000.
Sure.
And each of those gifts matter.
Sure.
And that, but now here's where we are. We're needing to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've taken all announcements that I recorded off the air. You'll not hear them like you've been hearing. I'm not sure they've been heard.
Yeah.
Because if you base on something and you just keep beating on a drum and the drum beat's not being heard, well, then you don't, what do you do?
Yeah.
You try and find you another tune.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And so the tune I'm going to just share is just bottom line telling you that through the years during the summer, that we have reached this point, and we just reached it this year just suddenly.
Yeah.
And I've been talking to other people all across that there's not – what is happening? I've even asked the question to people who still – is radio still a thing? Well, yes, it is.
Yes.
Let me tell you, for example, you just heard about it worldwide from John Somerville.
Mm-hmm.
Radio can reach a large audience, especially in areas where the internet access is limited.
True.
And that is around here still.
Oh, yes.
That's one. And we're going to air a testimony next week of a fellow that Andrew interviewed. It's going to be on Ministry Spotlight.
Okay.
And you'll learn his name then. He's a great brother. He's going to be on 2 days, actually, Wednesday and Thursday, because it's a longer interview. We're going to air it in two parts.
Okay.
Of how, by listening while he was in the in jail, listening to 90.5 FM, how the Lord reached in and changed his life.
It's amazing.
So believe me, Lord, help me stay straight here.
Yeah.
How about local relevance?
Mm-hmm.
Relevance, I should say. I do know how to talk eventually. Radio stations often cater to local communities. Well, that's what we're doing. We try some of these local conglomerates that you listen to, and I want to get real. I want to be specific, but that is not fair, and I'm not going to do that. It's not even Christian-like to do it. But let's just say these big networks that have sewn up everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's as clear as I'm going to say it. They're not going to air about your local concert. They're not going to tell you about your revival and your vacation Bible school.
Mm-mm.
And they're not going to interview your local folks.
Mm-mm.
They can't.
Yeah.
We can. Intimacy. Radio's audio format creates a personal connection with listeners. We have a listen. We call you family.
Yes.
So I'm sitting here on a morning show, which is unheard of, being real.
Yeah.
On talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's available in various formats on AM, FM, HD. So radio still is a thing. But let me just say this before we go to Johnny here. We can have programs like Johnny or Truth for Life. It's coming up at 8 o'clock. We don't charge these folks, and we're not going to. They provide the broadcast. We provide the airtime. The missionaries you hear on the air live by what you give, and we're not any of us. I drive an 18-year-old vehicle, and I'm glad to have it.
Mm-hmm. Mine's a 2016.
There you go.
Mine's an older model.
Well, I'm old, so you got to have an older model. come on.
Come on,
Brian.
Yeah, okay.
We urgently need your help.
Yeah.
I'm asking you right now to pour it on. Please.
Yes.
And I've been told by consultants never to say, it's not about us. It's about this ministry.
Absolutely.
And you've always come to the rescue, except not yet.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we are. The announcements went unheard, I guess. But go to missionary.radio, missionary.radio. You click on donate. You can use your debit or credit card immediately. It's safe and it is secure. Your information will be sold to no one.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the best way to get it to us the quickest.
Yes.
You can drop it by 1100 East 18th Street, or you can mail to Missionary Radio, P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville 42241. Thank you, and please take it seriously.
I'm Shauna on Johnny Erickson Tada Sharing Hope, here on Missionary Radio. Well, hey, Johnny, I'm interested. What are your thoughts on the miraculous?
Well, Shauna, as you probably know, Ken and I are in the middle of reading through the Bible in a year, and I always marvel at the miraculous things God has done, especially in the Old Testament, parting the Red Sea, making the sun stand still, drawing water out of solid rock, and enabling a guy named Shamgar to single-handedly slaughter 600 bad guys with a cattle prod. But nowadays, we don't encounter many donkeys that talk, nor do we see axe heads floating on the water. And so, you gotta wonder, is God serving up something less than miraculous? If in this present age, he reveals himself through a book, that is the Bible, rather than a voice in a cloud, or a pillar of fire, or a column of smoke, we might be tempted to think that God's power has lessened, or is covered up, or shielded, as it were. We might think that, well, the words printed on a page, even if the words are in the Bible, are not as powerful or even as miraculous. But stop right there. Don't even think that's the reality. The way that God has revealed himself in our present age is 1,000 times more powerful, more miraculous, because nothing, absolutely nothing can top God becoming flesh in Jesus Christ. I mean, it's like pouring the ocean into a 16-ounce glass. And there's more to this miracle. The God of all-consuming fire on Mount Sinai has revealed himself in the present age as the God of mercy on Mount Calvary. Jesus Christ, who, according to Philippians chapter 2, quote, emptied himself by taking the form of a servant. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. The parting of the Red Sea pales in comparison to Christ walking out of his grave as the victor over sin and death. And just look at what that means for us. Absolutely every benefit of Christ's death, resurrection, and ascension, every benefit from our salvation to the sending of the Holy Spirit, all of it is an astounding miracle. All of it is a miraculous gift from God to us. Oh, friend, we have the riches of his grace, which he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding, according to Ephesians. Unlike God's people in the Old Testament, we know the mystery of his will through his gospel. No longer dead in our sins, we are a new type of human, a new creation in whom the Spirit of God dwells. Nothing that the greatest prophet in the Old Testament ever did can be compared to that. We have citizenship in heaven, escape from hell. We're blessed with every spiritual blessing. We got the gift of prayer as our direct access to God, as well as guidance and comfort through the Bible. This is good news that provides a banquet of blessings, not to be nibbled at, but to be feasted upon. And so don't think you need to see a donkey talk, or an axe head float, or the sun to stand still, or the Red Sea to part, in order to be impressed with the God of the Bible and what he can do. All you need is Jesus, the one who created everything, who carries around the universe in his pocket. Jesus, who upholds absolutely everything by the power of his word. Jesus, who loves you, who suffered for you, gave his life for you, guides and comforts you through his Spirit, and so much more. Hey, if we want the miraculous, if we want powerful, there's no one like Jesus. And these are your powerful words of hope for the day.
Hello and welcome. I'm Ken Cummins, and here's today's word in 60 seconds. The Bible says in Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. A man who had hitchhiked from coast to coast and had walked many miles in the process was asked what he found to be the most difficult to endure. To the surprise of his questioner, it was not the steep mountains or the dazzling sun or scorching desert heat that had troubled him, but in the words of the traveler, it was the sand in my shoe. We need the strength to endure more than just the big trials. The little ones will drag us down too. You know what it's like to get a rock in your shoe. It makes you feel like the whole walk is going awkward. Call on him, and he will show you great and mighty things that you and I don't even know.
I'm Ken Cummins, and that's today's word in 60 seconds. And remember, the world needs King Jesus.
All I have to do is turn on the radio, and there is a song or message that applies to my situation.
100% listener-funded missionary radio.
From good Porch. Morning. Brian Marshall Sidebottom. The first time, Ken Cummins, and he adds the legend.
The legend.
But it's just like a little legend to a map. It tells you how wide and how long. That's the legend we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Timothy Keller, who's in heaven now, great author and speaker and theologian, he said, putting our faith in Christ is not about trying harder. It means transferring our trust away from ourselves and resting in him. Now, were you listening? I'm going to say that again because Brian Marshall Sidebottom, the first now, is going to teach a course to us on what it means to rest in Christ. Listen to this quote. Putting our faith in Christ is not about trying harder. It means transferring our trust away from ourselves and resting in him.
Just putting it all on him.
How do you do that? What do you think?
You just got to stay focused, and you got to put everything that you are doing day by day, just put your trust and your faith in him.
All right, Brian, this is me asking somebody's tuned in and they don't really understand we Christians say that, but yet they heard me make that plea a while ago. Yeah. If they were listening and said, well, are you trusting the Lord? Listen, we've been put into a place we have no other choice.
Absolutely. We trust in the Lord.
Yeah. I'll tell you a quick story. I joke around now, but I mean this with just in fun. I worked for a gentleman who's long been in heaven. In fact, he was an older gentleman then. He's like a grandfather to me. I was just a kid. Mm-hmm. I started hanging out with him, and I was 9 years old. Mm-hmm. And we'd go to stock yards, and we'd mow yards, and we'd build fences and cut thistles, and we build things. It was just a great experience.
Yeah.
But most every day on a hot summer day like we've been having, we'd break down for lunch and go over to Hobson's store there in Caldwell County mm-hmm. and get us something to eat and drink. That was mm-hmm. a fun treat. Mm-hmm. And anyway, one of the things that he would say to me every day when we just had a moment just to sit and chat, he would tell lots of stories. And he actually had, in his young days, you had to really put back and realize he's born in 1897.
Yeah.
And that he actually, as a boy, loaded guns for the Knight Riders.
Really?
Yeah, he had some stories.
Wow.
But he's a great Christian man.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed him. I learned so much that I still use to this day.
Yeah.
In his influence.
Mm-hmm.
And I can well up with tears thinking about him, but I thank God for him. He's better off than I am.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I want to tell you, he's much better off than I am these days.
Mm-hmm.
In Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, he'd quote this every single day. He'd say, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight.
Mm-hmm.
So trust means total leaning into, like you said. It reminds me of the old story about the guy that, you know, the Lord sent him a helicopter, and he sent him this. And said,
oh, yeah.
You've heard that story?
Oh, yeah.
And he said, anybody else up there?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Lord had already sent him a what?
All that he, you know, all he needed was to either get on the boat or on the helicopter. But then he had to question, Lord, how come you didn't save me? He said, I sent you all this to try to get you, but you didn't take it.
Is anybody else up there?
Yeah.
I think that's what we say sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But trusting is faith, and you don't see it. And without faith, it is impossible to please God.
That's right.
And he will let it go down to the empty barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, when you have all the language I used yesterday in conversation with somebody and regarding to funding this nation.
Sure.
I said, when you have all the props taken out of away from you that you usually have, and nobody's propping anymore,
mm-hmm.
what are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
What you should have been doing in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Help, Lord.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, he always uses people.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe that. Right there, if you'll hand me that note, but that little note about the Bibles, let me just give you a quick story. We did a Bible drive, which we will keep doing because we're about ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we have we're going to our last breath, that's what we'll do. Billy T. Russell, one of our favorites from the past.
Yeah,
and I know Joel and Rachel will echo that, but. He'd always pray and say, Lord, let WNKJ stay on till Jesus comes.
Yep.
And that's still our prayer.
That's it. That's it.
And we're hoping that's the case. But back to these Bibles. Brother Mark Fawn is teamed up for a long time ago with Love Packages out of Butler, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just sharing, and a couple of listeners over in Logan County, which I know exactly where they're from. I don't, because I was in Logan County and still have great friends there.
Mm-hmm.
I was once, and in fact, I started here when I was pastor in 1983 and into 84 and longer before I shipped off to Bowling Green to help start the station over there.
Yeah.
I was pastor of Elk Lick Baptist Church
mm-hmm.
in Spa.
Oh, Spa.
But anyway, over in that area in Sharon Grove and in Lewisburg, The Cedar Bluff Baptist Church, Brother Mark, received a call or a message on Facebook from a listener who also supports us very well. Again, we don't do names here, and I'm being careful not to get too specific.
Sure.
But sent a check, a large check, that bought 1,306 Bibles.
It's awesome. It's amazing.
And then a church there, Pastor Johnson, I think it's Chad. I hope I got that right. His church is sending 500 Bibles. I'll mention churches and pastors.
Sure, sure.
Are going to, in the process of printing, 500 Bibles that they're sending to Butler, Illinois straight. So the total now is 2,708 Bibles that we know about out of that effort from Missionary Radio. So is the Lord using? You just heard about Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
That's around the world.
Yes.
You're going to hear about a life change coming up on next Wednesday and Thursday, an interview that you don't want to miss, and Andrew did.
Yeah.
And so are people's lives being touched? We need a local Christian radio station. We're coming up on 44 years, which would be on August 3rd,
mm-hmm.
for the first station, WNKJ.
Yes.
Now, we call ourselves Missionary Radio, and don't get your dander up about that because there are three other stations.
That's right.
That's on this, so we're not going to name all the stations off. Mm-hmm. So we see the Lord put in our hearts, and we know it's what we should do, but we're not afraid to say the call letters. I just wanted to make people aware of that.
Sure.
But we're coming up on 44 years, and right now, though, it is an opportunity for you to help us to do the following. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. I don't understand. I really don't.
Yeah.
One of my prayers, and I even posted it this morning,
mm-hmm.
it's a scriptural prayer. Mm-hmm. Lord, help my unbelief.
Yeah.
You may have seen that post.
I believe I did.
Well, it's from my morning time.
Yeah.
Lord, I saw what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I go back to my childhood lesson. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
Yeah.
In all your ways, submit to Him.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Everything.
And He will make your paths straight. And they always go straight to the heart of God.
Mm-hmm.
There is a place of quiet rest dear to the heart of God. There is a place of full release near to the heart of God. Oh, blessed Redeemer, our Lord.
Amen.
Have a good day, and we'll be looking forward to keeping on telling you about the good news that the world needs King Jesus. I'm Ken Cummins, a legend with Brian Marshall, Sidebottom the First.
Make sure to join us again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the Front Porch.